8:36 here at The Point. It is time to turn our attention to the positive points on aging. We want to welcome back in from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, our very dear friend, Marcia Clayman. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry, Karen is not here today because we've been practicing on a song.
Yeah?
You know, yeah, for your anniversary.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, we'll wait until maybe next week.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that now. Goodness gracious.
Because, you know, with the 8th anniversary of you guys, right?
Yeah.
And then this is our one-year anniversary coming up that we've been doing the show. And
yeah.
We haven't repeated one show.
No, of course not. You guys are the A-team. No doubt about it. You guys are great.
So, and we've still got plenty of resources to talk about, so that's what I'm going to talk
about
today.
Well, and in all seriousness for a moment, you know, what you guys are providing is phenomenal. I mean, I get comments all the time from our listeners who are like, you know, I didn't know you guys do this every Tuesday, and I'm going to be listening now every Tuesday. This really helped me with my mom, or this really helped me with my dad or my uncle or whatever. But I've got a lot of folks that comment on various things, and they will really cherry pick, Marcia, some of the things that you or Karen talk about and say, I never thought of that. And so I feel so good about this segment and about what you and Karen are giving the Point family here. It really means a lot. And I appreciate Oakleaf Village because this is not an infomercial for Oakleaf Village. It's an informative segment that we do to educate people about the best care possible for our seniors. And it just happens to be brought to you by the good folks at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. But I wanted to make sure that on air I thanked you because you and Karen are so dedicated to our seniors and you're so dedicated to helping people. Before we start today's topic, let me ask one more question. How did everything go over at Segra Park with the walk over the weekend?
Awesome. It was a beautiful day. We had, I think, close to 1,500 walkers.
Wow.
We're about, I think, maybe 15,000 short of our goal. Well,
Brian's got that just like in the chair of his car, like the loose change.
But let me tell you the highlight. It was, you know, we were really trying to be careful because, you know, we had costumes and stuff, but keeping people not too jammed up together. But I have to give a shout out to the Sigma Nu fraternity at USC. I think their whole chapter showed up.
Wow.
And they walked and they raised $20,000, these college guys. It was so cool. And they walked. That's what, you know, I thought they were just going to show up and give a old hoorah, but they didn't. They stayed through the end. And we really appreciate that from USC.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Well, glad that they participated, glad that the community got involved, and hopefully before it's all said and done, you guys will be able to reach the goal and really, really make a big impact because it's the Alzheimer's Association does some beautiful work around here in the Midlands, around South Carolina, and in contributing to what is obviously a growing, growing issue. And it was a pleasure at least helping to talk about it last week with you guys. So we enjoyed that. Let's talk about go back to where we are on what we've been doing about, and it's all about the selection process.
Right. You know, this is the thing. You know, I know I'm not going to do an infomercial on Oakleaf, but I want to give out some information that will help people understand the way that we work. You know, Oakleaf's been around 20 years. Within just a couple of managers, there's over 300 years experience.
Right.
At Oakleaf. Alone, you know what I'm saying, is being there consistently.
Right.
And the one of the consistent factors that we really are proud of is that we are very resourceful in regards to helping people figure things out. Now, it used to be, and your wife can attest to this, social workers have to know everything about all the resources. So you've got to be able to, when someone comes in and you can't help them, you've got to be able to at least give them some options so that they're not walking away going, well, that, you know, that didn't do me any good.
Right.
But the thing is that now we have these locators, they're placement counselors that will help family members. They'll do all the legwork for a family member. You know, somebody comes in, and this happens all the time. Somebody might walk in off the street, and they need help with placing their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through the, you know, the process of finding out what they need. Well, then guess what? Maybe my area might be out of their budget.
Sure.
So I could spend the day on the phone and talk to my other business associates out there. However, we don't have to do that anymore because we have local placement coordinators that all I have to do is pick up the phone and say, Ken or Ramona, those are two people mm-hmm. here in Columbia. Hey, this is a family. I've already gotten permission to give you their number, and please call them and help them. Okay, so I've done my part. Then they do all the legwork. They find out what your budget is. They find out what's going on with your loved one. And they're the ones that do it all. And it doesn't cost the family member a dime.
Right.
And we've got two really good ones here in town. One is Assisted Living Locators, and the other one is Care Patrol. And I love working with them because the thing that I love the most is that they're local. They know my building. They know the personality of my building. They know the difference of my building compared to one of my competitors. And they really match people accordingly to what they can afford mm-hmm. and what they need in regards to care.
Right, right. And that's important. I mean, and I've been through this, obviously. You've got to find a place that's a good fit. Because if you don't find the right fit, you could be doing more harm than good. But if you find the right fit for a loved one, it can be phenomenal. It could extend their lives. It can give them a quality of life that they didn't think they could still have. There are so many benefits to finding the right place and then placing someone in the right location with the right amenities, with the right skills, with the right... And you and I talked about this before, and that is... There's differences between all the different levels of care. And if you get put in the wrong level of care, that's going to be a problem. So you really do need someone that knows how to do the evaluation process.
Well, what has happened in the past, and I'm sure it still happens, but, you know, your doctors a lot do not, they don't have time to educate themselves on the differences between assisted livings and nursing.
Right.
And so maybe someone at the front desk will just hand someone a list and go, here are the companies you can call. Okay, well, you spend one whole day on the phone, and you're going through that same story 8 different times.
Sure.
That has got to be so frustrating, and it just adds to the stress of the caregiver. So with these companies, you make one phone call. That's it. Even the hospitals now, the social workers are now calling these two companies, especially in this area.
Sure.
And they're saying, you know, they're passing them on, but that's okay because we know that these people are qualified to do the job of finding placement for, you know, those that need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you this, you know, when you are looking at it from finding the right thing, do your homework. Talk to the people that we've been discussing and let them use their expertise. And the other thing is this, and boy, I bet you've experienced this. And if I'm wrong, tell me, but answer the questions honestly.
Yes.
You know, because if you try to sugarcoat something, then your loved one might not get placed the right way. So answer the questions honestly. If they ask something that might be potentially embarrassing, they're not doing it to embarrass you. They're doing it to find out what your father's or your mother's or your aunt's or uncle's needs really are.
Right, because when we find things out, like, you know, like there's a national company that will send us information, and they're not from around here.
Right.
So, and I'm not saying they don't do a good job, but I'm just saying is I like to work with the locals.
Right.
But it's true because if I see on a piece of paper, well, this person's budget says they're this, and then I call them and I'm talking to them, well, this is what happens. Well, this is with the assumption that we're going to sell the house, and this is the assumption they're going to be approved for VA benefits, and I'm going, that's
a lot of assumptions.
That's not going to get you in the door today.
Right, right, exactly. Well, there's that, and then there's the specific stuff, you know, something like health things and you know, is there incontinence? Is there this?
Right.
Or, you know, stuff like that. Just got to be honest. It's for your loved one's best needs. We'll come back after the Fox Business Report. We've got Marcia here, Positive Points on Aging.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are anticipating news from the Federal Reserve, which meets today and wraps up tomorrow. Electric truck maker Rivian is preparing to launch its stock on the NASDAQ as soon as next week under the symbol RIVN. The Wall Street Journal says Rivian could debut at $62 a share, which would value the company at $60 billion. Rivian is partly owned by Amazon and Ford. Meal kit company HelloFresh is still seeing strong demand. The company based in Germany is raising its forecast for the year. Diageo is building a $75 million distillery in China to make that country's first single malt whiskey. COVID restrictions in China have created demand for drinking high-end spirits at home. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
For many years, I've bragged about the great work Stone Interiors does in the home. And brag's the right word, because before I endorsed Stone Interiors, I was a customer first. That means I've been through the same process you can go through. Lainey and I visited the showroom. We were in awe of the selection as we wanted a unique granite look for our kitchen. We got that for our countertops. We found something special. The team at Stone Interiors put the plan in motion. They came out, they installed the granite that we've been loving and beaming about ever since. When folks visit our home, inevitably, we end up in the kitchen talking and someone comments about the granite from its look to its texture. So is it time to enjoy some new granite, marble, or quartz? Do you need a beautiful new backsplash in the kitchen? What about a new fireplace or an outdoor kitchen? Stone Interiors has taken great care of folks in the Midlands for 20 years. They're locally owned and operated, and that's essential. You can visit the showroom, do a virtual appointment if you want, whatever you're comfy with. Visit StoneInteriors.com or give them a call, 461-8950. And of course, tell them you heard about it from The Point.
COVID-19 booster shots are now available for those 65 and older, long-term care residents, and those 18 and older with underlying medical conditions or at high risk. See if you're eligible at scdhec.gov/COVID-19 booster. Keep fighting the spread. Wear your face mask. Stay 6 feet apart. And get vaccinated. Join us and fight the spread. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxfacts.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Hey, it's Jay with The Melting Pot. Is it me, or does life speed by so much faster this time of year? Your calendar fills up so quickly. Then before you know it, you're scratching your head when you see Christmas decorations for sale at Lowe's. How do you stay connected? Well, thanks for asking. We have the answer. It's fondue. Come in for reconnecting time. Have four courses, or just chocolate, or just cheese. We are here for you. 1410 Colonial Life Boulevard. The Melting Pot.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Fran Halloran here. I always try to practice what I preach. For example, I will not buy a new car. And with the convenience, pricing, and reliability of Experimax, I can tell you with 100% certainty, you do not need to buy a new computer. Experimax has an awesome selection of pre-owned MacBooks, iPads, and iMacs. You get a one-year warranty on parts and labor, plus you save 50 to 60% off buying something new. Truth is, when you go into a big box store, you're paying for a machine that drops in value the moment you walk out with it. Instead of paying big box prices, get personal attention and a better deal from Eric and his team. Experimax is local and will build a relationship with you. Already have a Mac but need it repaired? I took mine in for a tune-up and Experimax has it running as good as new. Experimax, your local Mac experts in Northeast Columbia on Two Notch Road, across from the Best Buy in the Olive Garden. And tell them the Money Coach sent you.
Point A to point B. Traffic. Real heavy traffic backed up at I-20 east at Highway 1. Wrecks at Hayward at Bluff and Hampton at Main. Bluefield at Arrowwood and a stall motorist at St. Andrews at Piney Grove Road. Wreck at Old Bush River at Old Lexington Highway and Summit Center Drive at Summit Parkway. St. Andrews between Bush River and Commercial Drive is still being reported. Still slow at US 1 at I-26. Boyd Ellie's Party Store. Phone 738-BEER. Beer, wines, and liquors. Boyd Ellie's Party Store. Forest Drive behind Zesto's. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios. It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in. 9 minutes before 9 o'clock on the point. Thank you for being with us. Hey, just a reminder, it is election day, and if you are eligible to go out and vote, please do so. If you're not going to be able to vote until after work today, that's fine. You're not sure if you're a City of Columbia resident and you're not sure which to vote for of the four candidates. We will have all four candidates on the afternoon drive today between 4 and 6 doing 15-minute hits with us by phone just to give you one last push, one last reminder of that. So that's coming up from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock on the afternoon drive. All four candidates will be with us. Mo Badura will be first at 4:05. At 4:35, we've got Daniel Rickenman calling in. Then at 5:05, we've got Sam Johnson. And then at 5:35, we've got Tamika Isaac Devine. So all four of the candidates are going to be part of the program. But it's all just an appetizer because the main course is sitting here to my left, and that is our good friend Marsha from over at Oakleaf Village. Positive points on aging into round two of the discussion. And we've been talking about senior care and how to find the right place when it comes time to say mom or dad or someone you love is looking for the right facility. There's different levels of care, and you need to be able to make sure you're answering the questions and asking the right questions.
And all it takes is one phone call. And what I'm asking you today, because I'm not going to throw a bunch of phone numbers at you, you should call me or Karen at Oakleaf, and we will give you the phone numbers for Ramona Britt, who is with Assisted Living Locators right here in Columbia, or we will give you Ken Knutson, who's at Care Patrol. Either one of those are fantastic. They're local people. Let me tell you, they're going in our buildings. They're going into nursing homes and the hospitals. They know the elements out there so they can best match you up with the right place. So it just takes one phone call if you're looking, and I will hook you up for the right ones. Again, I wanted to repeat, they do all the legwork for you. They're going to get you the rates. They're going to be able to tell you if this is a good fit for you. They're going to help you find the best match, and you don't pay a dime to them because they are contracted through, you know, places like Oakleaf.
Yeah. I mean, that's the nice thing about these services is that if they place someone, that's how they get compensated.
Absolutely.
So they make their money. So their job is just to find the best fit. And I think that's great because they do what they do. And they're truly, truly an objective middleman, middlewoman person that's going to be able to help steer you toward what you need. So let's do a hypothetical for a moment here, okay? Whether it's Ken or Ramona, it doesn't matter which one, just for the sake of conversation. So-and-so, let's just pick a name, Brian, okay? Brian has someone that he loves that is getting older. And needs placement. Let's just say the name Karen. Just picking random names out there. So
really
Brian's aunt Karen needs some help. And so Brian calls you, and here's the hypothetical. You know, I don't really know where to start. I heard you on the radio, and I'm not really sure what I should be doing with my aunt Karen. So help me. What do I do?
First question we're going to ask is, tell me what's going on. You know, why is all of a sudden there a concern there? Are there issues? Have they been hospitalized? Have you caught them wandering down the street, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
what's going on with them so that we can point you in the right direction.
So if there's been like a change in behavior, a change in physical or emotional behavior, things like that, if you spot something like that with your loved one, that's your first warning sign, if you would. Again, no one's expecting someone to age and not have some things change, gradual changes. But if it's something where it's like a from yesterday to today, there's something noticeably going on that's different, that's a warning sign. If it's something gradual where, my knee hurts, I'm limping a little bit more than I used to, or this, that's different. That doesn't mean it's necessarily time to make a change. But if, as you mentioned, there's some dementia potential going on there, or if it's something where what was just a little bit forgetful has now turned into she can't remember to take her meds on a normal basis, or as you said, something as dangerous as she wandered out and nobody knew where she was and she couldn't find her way back home. Stuff like that are the warning signs. And so, okay, I'm filling you in. Yeah, there's been some issues like that with her meds and her medicine and this and that. And I just don't feel like she's in a position now where she can look after herself every day, and we just can't get over there all the time.
There's a lot of good home care companies out there, and they do a very good job. However, if you get to the point where somebody really needs to be monitored within 24 hours with med management, with feeding, with incontinence issues, behavior issues, loneliness, depression, those type of things, they need to be finding a place for them. Because I'm telling you, COVID taught us so much last year about isolation and how the lack of socialization really affected our seniors. And I think family members are finally seeing that more and more as, as COVID numbers are dropping and we're starting to see a lot more activity, people bringing their loved ones in. I think we're at a point now where people are saying, I want to go ahead and do this because if it happens again, I want to be better prepared to handle it.
I will tell you this, and you know this far better than I from all your years of helping seniors, but I will tell you this, it is so much better to be proactive than have to be reactive.
Absolutely.
It is so much better to have these conversations. It is so much better to talk with your siblings. If all of you have a role in a decision for mom or dad, it's not a fun conversation, but it's a necessary one. Put your ego aside and just think what's best for mom, what's best for dad. It's not about control freaks. It's just have the talk when you're all in a rational position versus when something bad has already happened. Everyone's already high strung on emotions and everybody's already nervous and you're already vulnerable at that point. Do this before you get to that moment.
And don't let the guilt thing keep you from making the right decision. I'm working with a family right now and, mom really, really wanted to stay at home. But when you make a promise to your mom or to, someone else and saying, I'm going to take care of you, you don't have to be there 24/7 to take care of them. You can provide for them the safe environment in which they need.
Sure, sure. If people want to find you at Oakleaf, what's the best way to dial you up?
803-808-3477. Ask for Karen Pickard or Marcia Clayman or oakleafvillagelexington.com. And I got to say one more thing.
Sure.
How long has Stephen Benjamin been the mayor?
10 years.
It's going to be hard to not see him.
Well, and we had Mayor Bob for a long, long time before that. I mean, really, it's only been a couple of guys.
He's a good guy. He was always his doors were always open. And I miss that about, I hope our new whoever comes in.
Yeah.
We'll keep that open door policy.
Amen to that. Yeah, no, that's important. Very, very much so. Well, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
We have an open door policy for you. You're always welcome.
Get ready for the duet next week. Karen does play the guitar. So.
I'm looking very forward to that. Brian and I will be recording, and we might make it like the new theme song. You never know.
Y'all have a great week. The weather's going to be football weather.
There you go. All right, there's Marcia Clayman joining us from Oakleaf Village over in Lexington. They do a beautiful job over at Oakleaf, and they're very kind and compassionate folks. We really appreciate our partnership with them. Jeremy and Courtney are coming up in just a little while. I thought you were giving them candy bars. You're just giving them the adapter for the headphones. I get the candy bars today. No moon pies for you, Brian.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264 DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The fate of President Biden's massive social and climate spending proposal remains up in the air. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying that he is not ready to get on board.
I'm open to supporting a final bill that helps move our country forward, but I am equally open to voting against a bill that hurts our country.
In the face of solid Republican opposition, Manchin's vote is a must in order to get the $1.75 trillion package through the Senate. The White House insisting the president's plan does remain on track.
For months, the president has been trying to unite liberal and centrist lawmakers in his party to support his big tax and spend plan. He announced a new framework last week, but yesterday, Senator Manchin of West Virginia said the budget is full of gimmicks. Even though Manchin has not committed to backing the bill, the White House insists the president's agenda